Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. It is a blessing to be with you today. My name is Cheryl Saxton, and I'm here on Favor Life to help us walk through the process of day. I'm so glad that you were able to join us today. We've been continuing our empowering sessions talking about the process of there, which is a faith walk. It's not something that you can tell someone that how you're going to do it and where you're going to end up and the way that you're going to end up, because this is all by faith. And when God calls us to this process of there, we have to trust that He's the one that's going to do it. And then as we obey Him, He's going to do the work in us and through us and make all things work together for our good. So thank you so much for joining us in our process of there, where we look at different people in the Bible, and we see their lives as a human, and we see their failures or struggles. We see the things that they go through and endure, but we also see the victory of God in their life, and we see ourselves through them and God doing the same thing, because God chooses unlikely people, as He did with Abraham, and He chooses them for His purpose and His plan, and He gets all of the glory, and nations and lives are touched because of that. So thank you so much for joining me. Today we're going to look at something very intriguing that the Lord brought me to, which is Ishmael. And we're going to look at, we talked a little bit about it yesterday and in other previous broadcasts, and we talked a little bit about how he came into the life of Sarah, how Hagar came into the life of Sarah and Abraham. But I want to talk to some people who might identify with Ishmael, and we're going to look at that briefly today. As we look at the 16th chapter, we see Hagar and Ishmael, the life, the birthing, the process of what's going on. And what happens is this: God had already spoken, and He already promised, and He already said that they were going to have a child. And Sarah was impatient, and she wanted a child right then. It had been some time, and she felt like, you know, God is not moving fast enough. I'm looking at time passing me by. I'm getting older. And that sometimes happens with us. We get in a rush with the things and the promises of God. But God is always setting up set time. He's always preparing something that we cannot glance or see or even comprehend at that moment that we're so anxious about getting and receiving. And the Bible is known to be anxious about nothing, but always be very prayerful and always understand, have a greater understanding of what we're asking for, because anything that we ask for, we have to understand that when we ask it, it must be according to the will of God, and it must be in the timing of God, because there are some things that God wills to give us, but the timing is not there. And if we help God out, we create something that we have to live with, and sometimes living with the thing that we created or the thing that we would not allow God to do or the thing that we're impatient about sometimes is more than we can bear or stand. So, you know, that permissive will is not always the thing that we need to run to. We need to try to be focused, because there are some things that some people have walked out of the timing of God and they've gotten on their own. And when the will thing comes to their lives, they are at the place where they wish they had waited, and you can't have regret with something that you now join yourself with, whether that's a partnership in business, a marriage, going and invoking in ministry and not doing it the right way. You have to wait on the timing of God to make sure all things work together for the good. And when you do that, you'll see God's blessing. You'll see God's favor. You'll see it move. Not saying that you're not going to have any problems even in that. It's just saying that you'll see that it will be so much different and so much easier when God is the one putting it together. Because whatever God commits himself to, whatever God says, whatever God speaks and says that I will do, God has committed himself to perform it. Anything that you put your hand to and anything that you do, that means you have to keep it together. I'd rather have God's hand on it than mine, because he knows more than I do. So we see here, Sarah couldn't wait. She said to her husband, you know, I'm not, you know, I want a child, and I want a child now, and God has not seen it fit for me to have a child, so sleep with my maid and go ahead and get me a child. And there was something in Abraham that agreed, because he wanted Hagar, because I don't know any man that would just willingly, you know, agree to something without a fight, without a fuss, without even, you know, resisting. So it, something in him wanted that, and you have to be careful when you go after your Hagar, because your Hagar is always a reminder that, you know, I had something on you that you desired. There was something in you that wanted me. There was something in you that desired me. Your Hagar is always the thing that is that draws your temptation, draws you to that thing that says, you know, I've got your eye, and I can get your heart if I can get your appetite. And so you have to be very, very careful, because within himself, there was something that he that wanted her. There was no resistance in him. He agreed with his wife, and he didn't say to her, the Lord said, we have to wait on God. No, this is not the will of God. He agreed because there was something in him that wanted Hagar. And so we have to be very, very careful with our Hagars, because Hagar cannot, is not necessarily just a person. It could be a position. It could be a move. It could be something that, you know, that has your eye and you want it very, very badly because it's tempting. It looks really good, but it's not necessarily the will of God at that time in that moment in our life. It's not his will. So we have to be very careful even with that. So we see that everything happens, and once they have the child, I'm skipping ahead to get to the point that I want to get to. Once they have the child and Ishmael is born, we see that they have to be sent away after the promise comes, and I'm skipping ahead to get to this point. What the Lord is showing me is that there are people who have gone through life as an Ishmael. In other words, they've been the one that has been rejected. They've been the one that has not been properly received. They've been the one that has not gotten the accolades. They've been the black sheep of the family. They've been the one who looked like they couldn't get themselves together. They couldn't get their lives together. They were different and they were weird. They were not the ones that everybody clinged to or ran to or looked to. They were the ones that they thought could not even understand what direction they were headed or how to make things happen. And the Lord just began to deal with me that there are many Ishmaels in this journey of there. Many of them may not have the presence of a father, because Ishmael knew that Abraham was his father, but he did not have relationship with his father because he was sent away. After Isaac was born, at the age of 13 or 14, he was gone. So in those years where he needed to have that leadership, that know his dad and see him and understand him and know his mind and learn things about him, he was not around him. And maybe that was your experience when you needed your father the most. Maybe he was in your life. Maybe him and your mother divorced, or maybe he died, or maybe you don't even know where he's at. Well, for whatever reason, he's not there, it reshaped or made you feel like you were not the one that God was going to use or God could even bless. But I'm looking at this in this aspect. Even in when we look at Ishmael, God sends a blessing to him. And that's what I want you to understand. It doesn't matter what has happened or transpired, because there is a blessing on your life. No matter what happened before then, the blessing of God is always going to make up for anything that you didn't receive. And God is going to make time and chance happen and manifest in your life, bring back to you what you did not have or what you lost or didn't receive. He's going to do it in a different aspect. It may not be through your biological father, but it might be through a father's figure or a mentor or a pastor or someone else in your life. He's going to make you have or behold and even capture what you didn't think you ever had and make you whole in that area, so that you'll be able to say, I know my spiritual father has supplied this need too according to his riches and glory. So we see here that God blesses Ishmael, and he says to Hagar, even when she runs away, and she runs away from Sarah because Sarah begins to be abusive to her, because Sarah forgot that this wasn't just about her and Abraham. Hagar was involved, and her heart was in this, and her feeling was, I'm now going to be the number one wife. I know he loves you and you're beautiful and you're the one that he's really with, but I'm giving him something that you can't. And so I'm going to flaunt this in your face. And Sarah could not handle that, because she didn't put into the spirit of everything that this woman's feelings were going to be in effect in this, because not only was she sleeping with Sarah's husband, she was going to give birth to a child that he produced. So all of that was not taken in account when she just wanted what she wanted. And as soon as she saw that Hagar's attitude change, she wanted to get rid of her. So we see here that, you know, and that in itself too can be, you know, we got to be careful, because it's not about us. It's all for the glory of God, but when we begin to maneuver, the other people's feelings involved. So we have to be very, very careful in our everyday walk, even on our jobs, how we treat people, how we handle people, in our homes, in our family. We've got to be careful, because their feelings are involved. It's not just what we want. They are affected by our decisions, our choices, our actions. And you've got to be careful how you handle people, because you don't understand or know the fullness of who they are or what they will become. And God himself has allowed them to live. He put his breath in them, and they have a purpose here on the earth. So we can't entreat them any kind of way. So getting to the point, we see here that after Hagar leaves and she's out and she's in the desert, we see that the angel of the Lord comes to her and lets her understand some things about the child that she's carrying. And the angel of the Lord says to her, God says to her that you're pregnant and you're going to have a son, and his name is going to be called Ishmael, and he's going to be a broken bronco. That's what it says in the Message Bible. He's going to be a broken bronco of a man, a real fighter, fighting and being fought, always stirring up trouble, always at odds with his family. And sometimes some of us feel that way, but there's still a blessing that God gives on his life. He lets him know, even when it's time for Abraham to send him away, God gives the reassurance to Abraham and lets him know that I've blessed him and I'm going to be with him, and I'm not going to allow him to just go out and not have a blessing because he's your seed. So God gives a blessing to Ishmael to let him know that he is blessed of the Lord because of Abraham. So you've been blessed of the Lord. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what the enemy is saying. I don't even care what you've gone through. There is a blessing on your life because God has allowed you to know him. God has allowed you to you know, be able to comprehend his love and his understanding and his purpose and his plan for you. And you've got to understand that no matter what you didn't get, God is going to make sure that the blessings that are on your life are going to manifest and manifest what he says. So don't allow anyone or anything to stop you in this season, in this time, even if you felt like you were an Ishmael, even if it felt like you couldn't get it together, even if it felt like, you know, you couldn't understand why you didn't have the father figure in your life or the person that you needed in your life to give you that support. Don't worry about that. There is a blessing added to you, and I want you to understand that. Always be blessed in knowing that God has chosen you for more than what you see. God has chosen you for more than what you think. He's chosen you for more than what your mind can comprehend or where you've been at. Don't allow the enemy or circumstance to make you feel less than. There's a blessing on you, even if you felt like an Ishmael and a rejected one. There's a blessing on you. Move in the direction of God and understand that God's blessings will overtake you, cause peace to come to your mind and your heart, settle the issues that seem to run you in a rapid place, make peace with yourself and with others, and watch God be God in your everyday life. We're walking through favor life, going through the process of there in our everyday life, going through the things of our heart and our emotions and watching God be God, even in that. I pray that you take this word and that it is a blessing to you and that you apply it, that you look through your life and see where there's been times when you felt like an Ishmael, but the blessings of God are on you even in that. And you're going to watch God turn it around in your favor. I'm Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining me today on Favor Life. The favor of the Lord is upon you, and he favored you with everything that he is. Be blessed of the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.